High speed hi-fi from Scan Sounds, 229 Phibsborough Road, opposite Broadstone CIE. Or you can phone 308-590.
The best music on Radio Nova. Americans are born.
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing all over the USA. Like the current hit by Smokey Robinson. Since he became a solo artist in 1972, Smokey's put 7 singles into the countdown. 2 songs made the top 10, Cruisin' and Being With You. His latest hit moves up a notch to number 33. It's Tell Me Tomorrow.
The night is right, baby. It's right for love. And love's the only thing I'm thinking of. If someone's waiting up for you can keep it a secret, 'cause I need you to. So baby, don't tell me, don't you tell me please, if in the morning you're gonna have to leave.
Tell me tomorrow,
baby, why don't you?
Robinson on American Top 40 at number 33, moving up a notch with Tell Me Tomorrow. Well, now we're up to the song by a superstar who says that even with all his success, he still worries about his career. A career that includes 3 number ones and a total of 49 hits. That's the surprising revelation that Neil Diamond recently made about himself to writer David Lewin. Neil said, quote, "My problem's always been that I suffer from self-doubt." And he added, "The fear factor is crucial to my work. I'm scared all the time. I'm doubtful about my work as a writer, as a singer, and now as an actor. But doubt is essential," Neil says, "because otherwise you become complacent. I need that fear. It's the high that keeps me going. If I ever think I've got it made, I deliberately introduce something to give my performance an extra edge, an added risk. end of quote, and end of a revelation by a man who seems like one of the most self-confident performers in the music business. This week, Neil Diamond's 34th Top 40 hit is in our countdown at number 32. Neil Diamond and On the Way to the Sky.
I'm back on my feet again, out on the street again, looking for love on the way to the sky. Some people moving up and some people standing still. Some hold their hand out and some people never will. Lovers and liars consumed by the fires of too many dances, but not enough song. Hear my song. We pity the poor one, the shy and unsure one, who wanted it perfect but waited too long. There's no way to count or to measure the cost of the innocence lost on the way to the sky, you and I. And we are two, and two of us are one. But maybe two of us can be enough to get it done. Lovers and liars consumed by the fires of too many dances, but not enough song. We pity the poor one, the shy, the unsure one, who wanted it perfect but waited too long, much too long. I'm back on my feet again. I'm out on the street again, looking for love on the way to the sky, you and I.
Neil Diamond at number 32, moving up five notches, third week on the chart, On the Way to the Sky.
Nova News and weather at 1 a.m. I'm Siobhan Purcell. Good morning. In Brussels, the EEC Commission has failed to agree on new farm prices proposals and is sticking to its earlier offer of 9%. It's understood Britain and West Germany blocked a bid by the Agriculture Commissioner, Mr. Del Saga, to get an agreement on a compromise increase of 11%. The Commission is meeting again tonight. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Collins, had a 90-minute meeting with the Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, in London on Wednesday. Mr. Collins told Mr. Pryor that his plans for devolution in the North couldn't succeed because they failed to take into account the broader issues behind the crises in the province. In Dublin, rail services were again disrupted today because of the picket by the NBU on Connolly Station. Train services from Euston were normal except for the 6 o'clock to Westport. Mr. Michael Cox, chairman of the union group representing 90% of train drivers, said that if CIE or any independent third party settled the strike on the ground sought by the NBU, the company would be in dispute with the union group. He also said the NBU strike had no merit and the union has shown no consideration for the travelling public. Most of the workers employed by the Irish Industrial Gases Company at Inchicore in Dublin began an unofficial strike earlier today. The firm supplies industrial gas to industry and to hospitals. A company spokesman said that every effort was being made to maintain supplies to hospitals. And at a mass meeting in Liberty Hall this morning, more than 1,000 workers employed by the PMPA insurance company voted to continue their strike after rejecting the latest pay offer. And there's been no further reported peace moves in the supermarket strike, which has halted more than half of Dublin's grocery businesses. Firemen fighting a blaze in a kindergarten school in Rutland Street in Dublin tonight were hampered in their efforts by youths throwing stones and other missiles at them. They called for Garda assistance and order was restored. Three units of the brigade fought the fire, which is believed to have been started deliberately. The Irish police are calling for changes in the law to allow terrorist suspects to be extradited to Northern Ireland and Britain. The police meeting at their annual conference in Bantry, County Cork, also said they want police from Northern Ireland to be allowed to interrogate suspects in the south. In Tramore, County Down, traffic was held up for nearly a half hour tonight while members of the Loyalist Third Force drilled and responded to military commands. About 40 unarmed men took part in the demonstration on the Banbridge Road. Ireland's United Nations ambassador, Mr. Noel Doerr, has told the Community Council that ruling elites in Central America are reacting repressively against militant popular discontent. Mr. Doerr called for a balanced reduction of government and guerrilla military forces in the region, leading to major political and economic negotiations. President Reagan, faced by a slump in public support, is going on television to say he's prepared to halt the nuclear arms build-up. With demonstrations going on across the street from the White House, the message has come home to the president. The latest opinion poll shows that almost a third out of those questioned thought Mr. Reagan was taking America down the road to nuclear war. There are unconfirmed reports from Moscow that President Brezhnev has gone into hospital. They don't say whether he's suffering from any specific illness or simply needs a rest. Over the past 7 years, President Brezhnev has had to drop out of the public eye several times, apparently because of ill health. But the authorities have always refused to discuss his condition. The Saudi Arabian oil minister, Sheikh Yamani, told a meeting in London tonight that the behaviour of the big oil companies has added to a situation which could be serious or perhaps even disastrous. He said their tactics in running down their stocks to add to the glut and force prices down were short-sighted. A group of British warships is reported to be assembling for a show of strength in the Falkland Islands dispute and could be ready to leave Britain by Friday. There's also been speculation that the Navy has moved a destroyer to the West Indies and that a tanker has sailed from Gibraltar. Tonight, the Governor of the Falklands, Mr. Rex Hunt, said Argentina had turned down two British proposals for ending the dispute. And finally, the standard of living in Britain fell last year for the first time since 1977, according to official figures. The rise in incomes was well behind the rise in prices, and the average Briton was, in effect, twopence in the pound worse off. And the weather forecast, and it looks like March, which, if you recall, came in like a lion, is going out like a lamb. In Dublin, mainly dry with a few isolated showers. Today, the temperatures will be near normal, around 9 degrees Celsius. Northern Ireland, dry but rather cloudy. Northwest England and Wales, much the same, dry but cloudy, a little warmer, with temperatures around normal. And that's the Nova News and weather of 5 minutes past one.
Radio Nova.
In Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. We're counting down the hottest records in the nation on our way to the most popular song in America.
Number 31.
Climbing four notches this week, here are Lou Gramm, Mick Jones, Dennis Elliott, and Rick Wills. The four men who make up Foreigner with Jukebox Hero.
Standing in the rain, with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, then like a distant scream, he heard one guitar. Felt good in his hand.
heavy downpour. Thought he passed his own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
From their LP 4, which went to number 1. Their hit, Jukebox Hero, at number 31 in American Top 40. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a psychologist, a woman in Kansas who counsels teenagers with drug problems.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
When Bray Travel and Laker went out of business, people who had booked through Thomas Cook got their money back within 24 hours in time to book another holiday. So, come in and choose from the wide range at your local Thomas Cook Holiday Shop, 118 Grafton Street, Dublin, or telephone Dublin 771-721, and we'll guarantee that you get away on holiday. So don't just book it, Thomas Cook it.
The best music on Radio Nova.
American.
30 big hits to go to the number one song in the land, and we're counting them down. Here's Quarter Flash with the follow-up to their number 3 smash, Harden My Heart. Leaping 10 notches to number 30, Quarter Flash and Find Another Fool.
Find another fool.
quarter flash, second week on the chart, moving from 40 all the way up to number 30 with Find Another Fool. You know, quite a number of the long-distance dedications that come in are from sons or daughters to their parents. Well, we have a switch this week. Listen to this letter from a woman in Lawrence, Kansas. Dear Casey, I'm writing to ask for a long-distance dedication to my daughter, Lisa. I work as a drug counselor with teenagers, and I just finished my Ph.D. in counseling psychology at the University of Kansas. I've been in graduate school for 8 years, since Lisa was 6 years old. Her father and I divorced when she was 2 years old, so we've been on our own for a long time. With me working full-time, Lisa's missed out on a lot of time with me. The last year has been especially difficult because I've been doing research to finish my degree. Since I work with teenagers, I know firsthand what kids do as a way of handling loneliness. One reason kids abuse drugs is because it eventually forces the parents to get involved with them. Given my busy schedule and being on call to my clients 24 hours a day, I have often realized that my own daughter was a prime candidate for almost having to get into trouble to get my attention. Many times when she's been trying to talk to me, we've been interrupted by phone calls from my clients. In short, she's gotten much less of me than she deserves, but she's handled it like a champ. She's everything a mom could ask for. I want to make a long-distance dedication to Lisa as a public way of saying, thank you for understanding through all the years and being the beautiful person you are. Now that I have my degree, it's a new day. There'll be more time for us. There's no way I could be prouder of you or love you more. Casey, I'd like to dedicate Through the Years to my terrific daughter, Lisa. Thank you, Liz Babcock. Liz, the song you've requested is still in the countdown, this week at number 29. Here's your long-distance dedication, Through the Years.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made, and I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. Remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the the good and bad, I know how much we had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You've kissed my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you. Loving you through.
at number 29 in our survey, Kenny Rogers with Through the Years, a long-distance dedication from Dr. Liz Babcock in Kansas to her daughter Lisa. And the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast.
9, 8, 8.
The Apollo 1 discount countdown continues.
2, 1, 0.
The roller boogie craze is here, direct from the USA, and Apollo 1 are now selling fabulous roller disco boots at an amazing $19.95. Apollo 1 also stock a brilliant range of discounted roller disco accessories, pads and helmets at Ireland's lowest prices. And Apollo 1 are discounting disco record players from £50 to a staggering $19.95. Roller fun at Apollo 1, 57 Moore Street.
Where the discount countdown continues 7 days a week.
Radio Nova, the mighty
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, doing the countdown.
Number 28.
The last time the vocal group Sister Sledge was in the survey was nearly 3 years ago with their big hit, We Are Family. It hit number 2. This week, they're at number 28, climbing 4 notches with their remake of My Guy. Here's Sister Sledge.
Nothing you can say.
Sledge at number 28 on American Top 40, moving up 4 with My Guy. You know, in the past 20 years, 3 acts from Sweden have made the Top 40 here in America. In 1961, there was the actress who hit number 17 with I Just Don't Understand. Her name? Anne Margaret. In 1974, there was the group who went to number 7 with Never My Love, and a number 1 with Hooked on a Feeling. Blue Swede. And there's the act in this week's countdown, the most successful Swedish act on the American charts. Here they are with their 14th top 40 hit, ABBA, and When All Is Said and Done.
Here's to us, one more toast, and then we'll pay the bill. Deep inside, both of us can feel the autumn chill. Birds of passage, you and me, we fly instinctively. When the summer's over and the dark clouds hide the sun, neither you nor I'm to blame when all is said and done. In our lives, we have walked some strange and lonely treks, slightly worn, but dignified and not too old for sex. We're still strong.
On AT40 at number 27 with When All Is Said and Done. Coming up as an AT40 extra, a number one smash by the act that holds the record for most consecutive weeks at number one on the album chart, 31 weeks in a row. It was a group who named themselves after a species of animal, and I don't mean the Beatles.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
For Far Eastern travel, consult Intercontinental Travel, voted Ireland's number one travel agent of the year by Irish Continental Line. Our Far East travel takes you to Tokyo, Hong Kong and Bangkok. Why not come on one of our specially escorted trips? Write, phone or call to Intercontinental Travel Agency, Crumlin Cross, Dublin 12, phone 506-888, or to our Kilner Manor office at Dunn Stores in the Shopping Centre Tower, phone 520-455, telex 90151. Open all day Saturday. Intercontinental Travel, members of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like KGW Portland, Oregon, WGCL Cleveland, Ohio, and 2WL Wollongong, New South Wales, Australia. Up two notches this week, here's Quincy Jones with James Ingram doing the singing at number 26 with 100 Ways.
Compliment what she does, send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer. Today, find 100 ways.
old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say, maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay.
Jones featuring James Ingram on American Top 40 at number 26 with 100 Ways. Well, now we're up to our AT40 Extra, a number one smash by the act that holds the record for most consecutive weeks at number one on the album chart. It's a four-man band who were created as an American copy of the Beatles. Each of the members had a distinct and pleasing personality. There was the Englishman girls thought was so cute, Davy Jones. Former child actor Mickey Dolenz, shy blonde Peter Tork, and tall Michael Nesmith, the most experienced musician of the group. In copying the Beatles, their manager even formed their name the same way. They took the name of an interesting animal and changed the spelling slightly. They called them the Monkees, spelled M-O-N-K-E-E-S. And they even copied the Beatles when it came to getting hit records. The Monkees ran off 11 top 40 hits, including 6 top 10s with 3 number ones in a short span of 18 months. And they set a record on the album chart by occupying the number one position for more weeks in a row than anybody else. And here's how they did it. Their first album, called The Monkees, hit number one at the end of 1966, and it held the top spot for 13 straight weeks. Until their second album, called More of the Monkees, knocked the first album out of the number one position and stayed in the top spot for 18 weeks more, which gave the Monkees continuous possession of the number one spot in the album chart for 31 weeks, an all-time record. And here's a song that started the Monkees climbing, their first hit, a number one smash from 1966, an AT40 Extra, Last Train to Clarksville.
Take the last train. Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again.
I don't know if I'm ever coming back.